WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information. The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the podcast Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Be My Guest is intimate and captivating conversations with new and old friends. David Remick, Jennifer Garner, Frank Bruni, and more. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Lucy, is that right?
Yeah.
Lucy.
This is the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick.
Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle. I might be a genius.
Maya Hawke broke out as an actor 5 years ago in the cast of Stranger Things. And since then, she seems to be everywhere, including last year's Asteroid City and Maestro. But she's also a musician, and that's no little side project for her. Her debut was praised in Pitchfork, and Maya Hawke is about to release her third album. It's called Chaos Angel. Staff writer Rachel Syme caught up with her at rehearsal.
Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle.
I wanted to talk to Maya because I think she is one of the most interesting young performers working today and a true kind of artistic polymath. It's been a huge chunk of her life being on Stranger Things, especially, well, the pandemic took a chunk out of it. But she has been on that show since she was 19 years old and she's now 25. And at the same time, she is a musician on her third record. So she's doing so many different things on so many different levels that I find that really interesting as a model for a young person's career right now in Hollywood. So you're here rehearsing, and then the day after you fly back down to Atlanta?
I was supposed to be the day after, but their schedule is constantly changing, so now I'm going to fly back on Friday.
But either way, you're going back to the set of Stranger Things.
I am going back to the set of Stranger Things.
Is that a little bit of whiplash for you to sort of code switch between the music and the acting, or do you find there's a fluidity between the two things, or how do you sort of put your different hats on?
Yeah, is it whiplash? No, not for me, because I really feel like it all comes from the same place. In me, like, my desire to be a good team player is huge in me, and I feel like I'm on a team here in this room working on this song, and I feel like I'm on a team when I'm on the set of Stranger Things, and the part I'm playing is different, but the energy to which I go into that is really similar. So I don't feel whiplash. The only thing that feels like whiplash is, like, after we do this rehearsal and everyone's ready, it's like, ooh, I just want to go on tour. Like, it's almost more of a letdown than a whiplash. It's like, ooh, I feel ready to, like, cook something up and express this thing. And I want to go do it. And now I'm not, and I'm going to go back and, like, put that on pause and refrigerate it for a while. But I felt the same thing leaving Stranger Things. I was like, wait, oh, no, I don't want to go back to the city now. I've got a good hit on this monologue for next week, and I want to get it right. You know, it's always, you know, interruptions are hard.
So now you're a front woman. You have been for some time, but you're about to, you know, go on tour soon in the next year. Do you feel like you inhabit a character as the musician, Maya? Like, when you're doing this, do you feel like you're like, now I'm Mick Jagger, now I'm rock star me?
No. I feel like I'm me. And when I'm acting, I inhabit the character that I'm playing.
Mm.
But sometimes I have to, screw my courage to the sticking place, and that's a bit of a character, which, like, in that it's me who is willing to stand up on stage and try to make small talk with strangers and try to sing songs, which is me a little bit more courageous than I feel. But it's still just me. It's, like, just me being like, okay, let's go into battle, you know?
What is your take on sort of performing as a musician in front of a crowd? Is there a certain kind of character that you inhabit when you do it? Do you have to get yourself in a certain mental state to sort of be up there?
I'm still learning. I feel like partly why I played guitar at Carnegie last night and that I've been practicing a lot and I want to play more of my songs on stage, even though I work with some of the best guitar players, I think, in the world. But even if it's not actually contributing, it's inspiring for young girls to see a girl stand on stage and hold an instrument. And even if I'm playing badly, it's like, it's, I don't know, that feels like it matters. Mattered to me when I saw it. Mm. Mattered to me a lot. And so there's that. And then there's also, it saves you a lot of trouble with figuring out what to do with your body. Finding my own relationship to my body on stage has been a real journey. I've generally not been a person who's that comfortable in their body. I think I used to exercise and eat only to get smaller, like so many women. And then I started understanding that actually I could exercise and eat to raise my capacity for movement, my flexibility, my strength, my energy. So I'm a late to the game of getting to know my body. But actually, weirdly, I performed on Fallon in 2023, and that the tour I went on that led up to that performance was the tour where I figured out how I want to move my body. So it's like very hands forward and a little bit like I'm crazy, but in a sort of, I don't know, my own way. But yeah, so you could see it in that performance, I think, is like where I'm working from and what I'm working towards.
Can we talk about a couple specific songs on the record?
Duh.
So Missing Out, you're going to be singing. Can you tell me about the story of that song?
Yeah, I was unemployed. And I went to go, I started really wanting to hang out with my brother at college because I never went to college and I missed him and I wanted to see what the vibe was. And it was a really emotional experience for me because I had a real chip on my shoulder about having not gone into any colleges and not really wanting to have gone, but then kind of missing out on the connection to your generation that you have, which there is where the title comes from.
Yeah.
Like kind of missing out on your own generation, basically, mm-hmm. and instead kind of skipping into this adult world that is great and that I love, but was sort of like, oh, well, did I skip a step? Did I skip a big step? And so I put in a little time and I snuck into some classes and I went to some parties and I don't know. I think it healed whatever that thing was in me and made me see what it was that was great, what it was that I actually liked about my own life, and that was really interesting and cool.
Did it make you feel in the end like you're like, yeah, I'm good. I feel like I didn't. It's good that I didn't do this, or
yeah, or not good that I didn't, but I'm okay with my path.
What are a few lines from the song that are sort of your favorites or that you feel like are emblematic of that the process, the writing process?
So I like those lines a lot. I also am extremely proud of the first line. Lucy wants to write the next great American novel. Because when I was in high school, I really feel like I felt that way. Like, I want to do something great. I want to do something amazing. But kind of how I got to the point where I was like, oh, I'm actually happy with my life is by hearing someone in this social circle that I was visiting say that. I want to write the next great American novel. And me being like, that's not what you want. You want to write a novel. Start with a novel. Maybe a novel about fill in the blank. Like a novel about my relationship with scissors. Like whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And get specific, get personal, like get to work. And don't worry about how it will be received. Like the word great is like, that's what other people think. Mm. That's not what you think. And so that was a big epiphany for me where I was like, oh, cool. Yes, that's what I want. Okay, let's get back on the road, you know?
Cut us, Betty.
One, two.
Maya Hawke's album Chaos Angel comes out later this spring. She spoke to The New Yorker's Rachel Syme.
Well, she could be a model. Didn't think I'd get in, so I didn't apply. Now I'm a drunk hanger on, hitting on a younger guy. Buy boots for the Ivy League with my television salary. Think they look up to me, huh? Well, I was left like coals and leaves, and I sparked up in winter's.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is a co-production of WNYC Studios and The New Yorker. Our theme music was composed and performed by Meryl Garbus of TuneYard, with additional music by The Mashup. This episode was produced by Max Baltimore, Adam Allen, Paula Leah, David Krasno, Jeffrey Masters, Louis Mitchell, Jared Paul, and Alicia Zimmerman, with guidance from Emily Gordon and assistance from Michael May, David Gable, Alex Barsh, Victor Guan, and Alejandra Beckett. The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported in part by the Truman Endowment Fund.
I remember my potential before I skipped the fundamentals, before I ran from safety, hoping someone would chase me. I was left like coals and leaves, and I sparked up in winter's breeze. And now I know it's me who's missing out, missing out, missing out, missing out.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off. The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, the podcast. On each episode, Ina welcomes a different friend over to her Hamptons home to share stories about career, love, and life, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Guests include New York Times writer Frank Bruni, Jennifer Garner, restaurateur Danny Meyer, and The New Yorker's David Remick. David talks about his love of music and his obsession with Szechuan cooking videos on YouTube. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.